Hey, welcome back to the Life Coach Launchpad. My name's BJ, and I'm here every week talking to you about all the online business things that, as it turns out, need to happen in order to have a successful life coaching business. I'm a business coach. I love to help life coaches make more money, get more clients, have more fun, and to do what they love to do, what they're meant to do, and that's coaching. So, let's dive right in. Today is my first day back from vacation. We had a week-long family vacation in Cabo, Mexico. And naturally, I have a vacation hangover. I'm tired. I don't want to work. But it's not from drinking, actually. This is the least amount of alcohol I've ever consumed or not consumed while on vacation. It's still part of my low alcohol mentality that I've adopted since Dry January. This was the second Dry January that we've done. And I wasn't really missing it, which is just so different from where I was before. That's not to say that I won't be back to drinking in full force again, but for now, this is what feels right. But coming back from vacation and getting back in the swing of things feels hard at first. But what I do about it is that I remind myself why I'm doing this in the first place. And that's what keeps me going. If I were to come into free money or when I reach financial independence, whether, you know, it's something instantaneous like an inheritance, lottery, which I don't play, so it'd be really miraculous if I did win, or the stock market goes on a wild tear, or whatever it is, I will still be here serving life coaches, helping them make more money doing what they love to do, which is to coach. Teaching or enabling coaches to make money doing what they love to do, it's part of me. I believe that, and I've felt that way for a long time. I became aware of this, of these thoughts, when I first discovered entrepreneurial podcasts back in about 2016. People like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, Entrepreneurs on Fire with John Lee Dumas, Side Hustle School with Chris Galibo. My eyes were open to the fact that it was not only possible to make money online doing something you're passionate about, but people are doing it all the time. In my experience, it's rare to just bump into the online entrepreneur down next door or down the street or whatever. But when you listen in the right places, there's a ton of people doing it. There's a whole community. So just reminding myself that helping life coaches make more money is what I'm supposed to be doing, and it's something that I'm passionate about. That's what keeps me going, even though getting back in the flow can feel hard. I do have other hobbies that I love doing. Like right now, it's glass blowing. I've been doing it since February, and when I'm not doing it, my brain is just churning with my next step, with different designs and how I'm going to go about creating those. It scratches this itch that nothing else does. But if someone were to pay me a full-time salary to blow glass, I would still be finding a way to help life coaches make more money. And I don't think I would. I don't think I would like glass blowing as much if that's what all I did all day, every day. It's just, it's not a substitute for helping coaches. One is not better than the other. They are both part of me. All that to say, I'm back from a week-long family vacation. I'm back. And today's episode is actually about the most important part of my process that I teach to life coaches on how to get more clients. This topic, which is more like a command, is the tip of an upside-down triangle or pyramid. The triangle is pointed downwards. The opposite side is a horizontal line on top. And if you don't do this part of it, the whole process crumbles. And here it is. Tell people you're a life coach and how to take the next step with you. This is the cornerstone of making money as a life coach. Whether it's in person, on social, in emails, tell your friends, your family, while you're networking, tell people you're a life coach. If they are interested, tell them how to talk further. This goes for people new to you, for people already within your life. Everyone you know should know what you do and how you can help others. Let me ask you point blank, and this really should be a softball question. Do all of your friends know what you do and how you can help. My experience tells me that they don't. Not even all of your friends. I know that from talking to my clients, as well as my experience growing my own business, coaching business. This principle is required for me as well. If I want to connect with more life coaches, I have to tell more life coaches that I am a business coach who can help them get more clients. When someone shows interest, I have to tell them how to further their discussion. For me, that's a free mini session. That's true whether I'm communicating online or in person. When I was first learning this principle, I put out a message on LinkedIn, and I had my neighbor, who's also a friend. He responded, and he said he had no idea that I help life coaches and get more clients, and he was actually looking for those exact services. Now he's a client. It was fun getting this new client, but it also really made me shake my head. I was really not doing my job if my neighbor and friend didn't know what I do for a living. So now I know. Lesson learned. Of course, you have to have some tact when you're talking in person. I naturally talk about work with new people because that's one of the things I like to talk about. When someone asks what I do, I say that I'm a business coach. If they show interest, I explain a little more that I help life coaches make more money and get more clients by teaching them simple principles of online business and how they can apply them. If they still show interest, I explain that I do done-for-you services as well. Anything required to run a coaching business, I do. I can manage that work for them so that they can focus on consultations and coaching. That should be their zone of genius. That's things that no one else can really do for them. And honestly, telling people you're a life coach sounds something like what I just did. One thing leads to another, and I'm excited to tell people what I do, just like I just told you what I do just moments ago. When you show genuine interest and excitement for what you do, others will pick up on that and see that, well, it's a safe question to ask. You must be telling as many people as possible that you are a life coach. Are you familiar with the term organic marketing? It's creating content for free that potential clients can gain some value from and get to know you in the process. Then there's also paid marketing. Telling as many people as possible can go faster with some paid marketing. I guide my clients through the process of running Facebook and Instagram ads. For some clients, I actually create and manage the ads for them. It just depends on the needs of each individual client. Organic marketing is required. Paid marketing is not, but it makes the process of learning what you need to know in order to get clients go faster. It's faster feedback. And then it acts as a megaphone once you figure out the messaging that does resonate with your ideal clients. Like I mentioned at the start of this topic, telling people you are a life coach and instructing those who show interest how to take the next step with you are at the bottom point of an upside down pyramid. In the video, as I'm recording this, I'm making an upside down pyramid with my hands. But telling people you're a life coach is at the bottom point of it. This part of the process is required to do any of the other three major pillars that I teach. The other three pillars are, number one, be in service to your audience. If you ever have a decision to make in your business, ask what is best for your audience, for your ideal client. Spend some time just understanding them and what they need in order to move past their challenges that they're facing. Pillar number two, create content that addresses their pain points as well as what I call their hopes and dreams, which is really what they want their life to look like. And now they might not even know how great of a life they can have, and that can be your job as well. You're communicating how great their life could be, potentially better than they can. Be prepared to fully communicate and describe every step of the transformation that you guide your clients through. I call it a projector because you are projecting their challenges and what they want their lives to look like back to them. Pillar number three, all along the way, do B minus work. It keeps you moving forward. The quality of your B minus work will constantly improve over time, and it doesn't feel like it all the time, but it is actually the fastest way to get the most amount of work done. None of these three pillars will have any effect if you're not telling people you are a life coach. And on the other hand, if you are not acting on these three pillars, then telling people you're a life coach will be way less effective. That's why I think of it as an upside down triangle or pyramid. The three pillars are along the top horizontal line. They are being propped up by the bottom point of the pyramid, which represents telling people you're a life coach. Now, if I could leave you with a piece of homework, it would be this. Now, I know you didn't decide to listen to this episode with the agreement that you would have homework, but I do know that you want more clients. So here's how to do it. This week, tell two people you're a life coach and how you help people. That's it. This is the beginning of the practice of telling people that you're a life coach. You can tell your friends and family. You can tell a stranger, whichever is easiest for you. Tell two people that you are a life coach. If you need help telling people you are a life coach and making offers, I can help. Sign up for a free mini session on my website, bjbutler.com. And honestly, there's so many places that a coach can get tripped up along the way of achieving a fully booked practice. If you're ready to supercharge your coaching business and get my eyes on your business for free, schedule a free mini session on my website, bjbutler.com. I'll talk to you next week.